This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Even some Republicans are talking of trying to block his plan, but President Trump says Congress should be backing him up as he threatens to put tariffs on imports from Mexico unless that government does more to stop migrants from heading towards the U.S. border.
They hurt my negotiation because I go into the room with the Mexicans. I'm asking them for everything. And by the way, if they don't do it, I'm putting the tariffs on. We're going to make a fortune.
The president speaking on Fox News, talks between U.S. and Mexican officials on the tariffs will continue today. A man allegedly planning a grenade attack in Times Square is expected in a Brooklyn courtroom today. Authorities say he was never able to actually get his hands on any explosives as they've been monitoring him and arrested him yesterday after learning he was looking for grenades. His identity has not been made public yet. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Former Vice President, now presidential contender Joe Biden, changing his stance about what's called the Hyde Amendment, which bans using federal health care money to pay for abortions. Biden explaining his change of mind at a fundraiser in Atlanta late yesterday, saying it's become clear to him that circumstances have changed.
Where providers like Planned Parenthood are under unrelenting attack. Where we have a circumstance, and I want to be clear why I'm taking the position I have. So I make no apologies in my last position, and I make no apologies what I'm about to say.
Biden walking back his longtime support of the policy, explaining he changed his position because of recently passed abortion restrictions by several Republican-controlled states. The government's just released May jobs report showing only 75,000 jobs created in May. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Yet another person is speaking out after the mysterious deaths at a resort in the Dominican Republic. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has details.
A Denver, Colorado couple claims they fell ill at the same Dominican Republic resort where three Americans died just 5 days apart last month. Kaylin Krall says her and her boyfriend visited the resort and became sick after saying no to a timeshare. She explains to ABC News her symptoms.
We were drooling excessively. My eyes would not stop watering. That night, we both woke up soaked in sweat at like 4 a.m. I was having the worst intestinal cramping I've ever experienced. It felt like a chainsaw going through my gut. And kind of terrified, we booked a flight home before the sun came up.
Krall's doctor believes she was experiencing poisoning from insecticides. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
YouTube says it's banning certain types of videos. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
YouTube now banning videos promoting white supremacy, Nazism, and other bigotry-boosting ideologies, as well as those denying that violent events like the Holocaust and the shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary School took place. However, it says it will still permit videos it classifies as borderline, which isn't clearly defined. YouTube developing the policy banning supremacist videos with outside groups including the Anti-Defamation League. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Martinez live.
You got to realize that we're off track, right? Half the country doesn't think so. Half the country thinks that it's all Donald Trump's fault because that's the vernacular of the mainstream media today. We've got New York Times bestselling author Dr. Jerome Corsi coming in with us. How I Became a Political Prisoner of Mueller's Witch Hunt. Silent No More is the title of the book. Let me remind you a little bit of this background. We've talked with Dr. Corsi on several occasions. But just as a reminder, it was in late 2018 in an FBI closed conference room with no windows. Dr. Corsi was confronted for hours upon hours at a time for detailed questioning about events that occurred in 2016. Dr. Corsi's inquisition was worthy of the Gestapo or KGB, designed to break even the most cooperating witness. Over a period of 2 months, three of Mueller's top prosecutors and an army of FBI agents, up to nine government officials at a time, questioned Dr. Corsi with his attorney, David Gray. Could you imagine any of us going through this? It is beyond imagining, I would think. But this is happening in America, and this is what happened to Dr. Corsi. Throughout this harrowing ordeal, Dr. Corsi handed over his personal computers, his cell phone, all of his email accounts. He did this voluntarily, by the way. He brought them in with him, his Twitter account and his Google account, finding no smoking gun. Of course, his prosecutors, Mueller's prosecutors, blew up the meetings. Dr. Corsi refused to lie to the prosecutors to give them the ammunition they needed to prosecute Roger Stone. And as a result, he was told he would be charged with a criminal defense for lying to the FBI and, criminal offense for lying to the FBI and special prosecutor. At 72 years of age, Dr. Corsi was subjected to extreme mental anguish, imagining that he may never see his family again as a free man. And these are the kind of tactics that the FBI, on behalf of the American people, used against American citizens, whether it was Dr. Corsi, General Flynn, just go right on down the line. In this book, Silent No More, Dr. Corsi creates a compelling case indicating that the entire matter is an investigation in search of a crime to force lying testimony from witnesses, if that's what it takes to achieve deep state political objectives. Dr. Corsi, always good to be talking to you. How are you, sir?
I'm good, Bill. Thank you. Good to be with you. And I resisted Mueller. They did not indict me, and I refused to accept their plea deal. I told them to take a hike,
which is
remarkable, because the only way they would have put me in jail is if they had frightened me so much about how they were going to indict me and before a jury in Washington that would hate me. Mm-hmm. I said, go ahead and do it. You want to put me in prison the rest of my life illegally, you guys go ahead and do it. That's where the country's come to.
Right.
I want everybody to know it. So they ultimately backed down.
Jerome, 9 out of 10 people would have folded under this pressure.
Right.
I mean, here you got General Flynn backed into a corner. And they, you know, I'm sure they threatened his son, his family, as they did yours. Thank God for your faith and a woman of faith that you're married to, who told you point blank, said, I'd rather see you in jail than for you to be associated with a lie. Something to that extent, right?
And she said, I'd rather visit put you in jail the rest of your life than have you not be the man I married. That's
yes.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah. Well, God bless her, and God bless you, and God bless God, you know, for
right.
for
well,
his faithfulness, right?
He has to, you know, I couldn't imagine myself standing before a federal judge and God and swearing to a crime I didn't commit. I did not knowingly and willfully provide the FBI and Mueller's counsel, you know, prosecutors with information I knew to be false on a material matter with the intent to deceive them. That's the crime.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot a few emails, forgot a few emails, but they let me amend my testimony
mm-hmm.
right up until they decided I couldn't give them what they needed. And then they just turned and they said, we're going to put you in prison.
Just like that.
Just like that.
Well, Jerome, as you see all the supposed smoking guns kind of flitter out here, and what we've gone through recently with Mueller, who said he wasn't going to say anything, and then he comes in and says something, says everything I my testimony is the 448 pages of the report, and then he goes on to verbally amend it and really throw our country into some chaos. And did anything but unite the country, just exacerbated the division.
Well, you know, I wrote Silent No More to point out that Mueller was political.
Mm-hmm.
He proved it with that, you know, with that stunt,
yes.
that grandstanding stunt of the, you know, 8 or 9 minute reading of a document that could have been published and not read, and basically saying, inviting Congress to impeach Donald Trump when he had failed, when Mueller had failed.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't find any collusion, but yet in their political hatred, they still want to recommend impeachment. I mean, this collusion being, you know, Donald Trump may have, in the White House, said, how, you know, gone on and ranted about how much he hated being investigated. There was no crime. Donald Trump knew it.
Mm-hmm.
But in the end, Donald Trump let everybody testify. No one was blocked from being allowed to testify from the White House. Mueller was not fired. I mean, the entire idea that Donald Trump is not allowed even to object, say, don't go talk to him, or I really want to fire Mueller, go fire Mueller. Well, people didn't do it.
Right.
They took Donald Trump as just being angry, and you'd think better about it once he calmed down, and Donald Trump didn't follow through with any of those actions. So there is no obstruction case, and Mueller knew it. This is Weissmann. These prosecutors were vicious partisans, and they were determined to either win their case or put people who, like myself, who wouldn't lie for them into jail because I wouldn't lie.
Did you have any sense at all during this interrogation that they were in search of the truth?
Oh, yeah. So these are guys, you know, Jeannie Rhee, who is a Clinton attorney, was one of the three prosecutors who interviewed me, and she basically ridiculed my religion, said, you know, God told you, and I took my 25th wedding anniversary to Italy in July and August 2016. Mm-hmm. I figured out that Podesta had Assange had Podesta's emails. That's what he was going to release in that October.
Mm-hmm.
No one told me. They thought I had a contact with Stone and Assange where I could have connected the two. But I don't know Assange. I've never had any communication with WikiLeaks whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't true.
Right.
And so when they couldn't get a contact from me to conclude their collusion theory, because, you see, they'd already convicted Donald Trump of treason. Now they just needed to find a crime.
Well, you know, and this is it's just so crazy what they did to you and how they pursued this, because, as you said, you know, where is the crime? And, you know, as far as Podesta, I mean, Podesta was so reckless, as Hillary Clinton, as I think it was a disease throughout the Democratic National Committee. I mean, the kind of emails were flying around, and this extended from the state. Barack Obama was involved with it. I mean, he used an alias to communicate with Hillary on this unsecured server, on and on. And they're thinking, okay, you know, we've got the one person, whether it's Julian Assange or Jerome Corsi or whoever, that has exposed these emails. I mean, they're the knuckleheads. I mean, they're the ones that were so reckless with this information, and in some cases, very top secret information, and they get a pass. They're all given immunity.
And Julian Assange is put in prison because he had the courage to publish their emails. Julian Assange should be a hero under the New York Times v. U.S. standard of the Pentagon Papers.
Exactly. Well, we're talking with Dr. Jerome Corsi, his book Silent No More, as we look at where we are today with Bob Mueller, the confusion and chaos that he has created in our government and among the constituency. Ladies and gentlemen, it's up to us to get this country back on track and to make sure we keep him on and stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. That's 800-915-9164.
This message is sponsored by Ameriglide, featuring the nation's best prices on a home stairlift. Are you having a difficult time getting around your home? Do you avoid going up and down the stairs? Have you even considered moving from your lifelong home just to avoid the stairs? Forget about moving and call Ameriglide and learn how an easy-to-install stairlift is the perfect solution to help you get your freedom back. Plus, we guarantee the nation's best prices. Make this free call today to learn more. No sales visits are necessary. We can help you over the phone. Now you can stay in the home you've been in for decades. Please do yourself or your loved one a favor. Make this simple two-minute call right now. Get the lowest price on a stairlift anywhere. Here's the number. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. That's 800-296-1434.
Live, Martinez, live.
silence.
Fresh and independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us. Bill Martinez here. And again, we thank the many stations that have joined the network here. We welcome you here, including, we just added Guam, KGUM, 567 AM. And Guam is now joining in the family of listeners here. Welcome. Good to have you with us. For more information on the show, by the way, and to hear us live every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. All the information is right there. Our conversation with Dr. Jerome Corsi continues, his book, Silent No More. Jerome, if we knew then what we know today, this is so incredible because it's almost like we are in suspended animation with all this, Trump derangement system syndrome and everything. And this is all being perpetrated, brought to you by the globalists who are upset because Donald Trump got elected. Their choice, Hillary Clinton did not get elected. Their plans of global control got interrupted, and America needs to wake up to just how pernicious this was and how close we were losing. I mean, here it is on the heels of celebrating the 75th anniversary of D-Day with all the, you know, the legacy and the emotions and in recalling and remembering the greatest generation, Jerome. That is such a, a memory point of our rich history. And we were about ready to let it all go.
Well, there's a huge disappointment on the hard left that Hillary Clinton didn't win. They thought they were within, it's like they could taste the meal that they thought had been served for them, which would be the destruction of the U.S. Constitution. They were sure that if Hillary would come into office and it would complete the fundamental transformation of America that Barack Obama had promised.
Mm-hmm.
Hillary's more radical than even Obama. I mean, she's the one who actually studied with Saul Alinsky in person
right. When
she was in school. And she is, had these ideas of the LGBT agenda and identity politics and all the deplorables were going to become criminalized. We were going to be criminalized for our beliefs, our speech. The Democratic Party has gone completely socialist communist. I mean, they're not even hiding it anymore.
Exactly.
And it's out in the open. They're denying it. They're trying to say, no, we're just socialists. Yeah, well, you can't be a little bit pregnant.
Yes, exactly.
And so they're full bore over the cliff.
Is this too true for them? And I say for them, I probably should just say for us, because there is a great measure of America that just cannot believe this. Jerome, they're hearing this right now. They've seen on TV, heard all the news, the Mueller, everything. And some of them, their brains only have the capacity to consider that the problem with the country all lies in Donald Trump. It has nothing to do with the breakdown of integrity and the attack on our U.S. Constitution. They just can't believe it, because Trevor Loudon, for years, he's been on with us many, many times, done incredible research about the Democratic Socialist Party. He vetted. He's probably the only guy I know you and him vetted Barack Obama more than the mainstream media. They didn't even touch him at all for all intent and purposes. And you've been reporting, you're investigating reporting on this. You've brought it to the front, and people still are they just can't believe it.
Yeah, well, my book, Killing the Deep State, is still selling, and it's doing well. I published it in 2017 and predicted what was happening today. Mm-hmm. Even predicted that there would be an investigation like Mueller, and it would fail. Mm-hmm. But, look, Bill, we're talking about D-Day. It took Pearl Harbor for America to wake up to the threat of Nazi Germany and Imperial, Japan.
Mm-hmm.
The country does not wake up. It's going to take a similar shock to have the country realize that, because the way communism happens and has historically happened is step by step. It comes at you in the night, and you don't realize it's going on until you wake up in the morning, and suddenly the police are at your front door arresting you for your beliefs. Or taking all your money. I mean, the people in Congress today who are, especially the Republicans, opposing Donald Trump on the tariffs on Mexico, are doing it because they've got some constituent who is benefiting from illegal Mexican labor, or they have some favorable deal with Mexico, which allows them to sell or to produce goods.
Mm-hmm.
and they don't want that economic advantage lost. They don't care if there's 10 million illegal immigrants that come across the border.
Right. Not to mention the tentacles into the drug money as well. It may not come direct. It may come vicarious. But you got to know there's drug money driving this.
We are the drug cartel. Mm-hmm. Somebody's got to wake up to this. I mean, I exposed HSBC money laundering when Comey was on their board, and they were money laundering billions of dollars for drug cartels. John Cruz, who was a branch manager, was a relationship manager, one of the branches in Long Island, got fired because he knew he'd copied 1,000 pages of records from the banks. And I called up people, didn't know that millions of dollars were being run through accounts that were opened under their Social Security number without their knowledge.
Wow.
And look, Comey was on the board. Mm-hmm. Loretta Lynch was the U.S. District Attorney and brought into New York, who brought no criminal charges against the bank. The head of the FBI was Mueller. You don't think these guys are the drug cartel?
Right.
Well, you don't think they knew about this? You can't launder a branch manager, a guy who's a relationship manager, which is not that high an employee in a bank.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a good position, but it's way down from chairman of the board or on the board.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't know about this? Of course they knew about it. Our Clinton Foundation has been a money laundering operation since it was created. You know, and you cannot find any law enforcement agency that will dare prosecute the Clintons for an obvious fraud of a federal charity. So this is where, you know, the United States has given a pass to the hard left. And the hard left, which didn't get what it wanted in trying to elect Hillary Clinton, thought they could jam. Hillary Clinton was such a bad candidate, she lost a rigged election.
Yes.
Lost an election where the Democrats were, took everything they could to put their thumb on the scale.
Yeah, thumb and elbow. Yeah, exactly.
And she still lost. And now the country, all the powers that be, refuse to cooperate with Donald Trump and thinking they're going to destroy him. Donald Trump will just get stronger as a result of this. And it may take us, you know, until 2020 that we have open borders. But if this continues, the American people, I'm predicting, will take the Democrats and do to the Democrats what they did when the Democrats went hard left in 1972 and ran McGovern.
Right.
They won one state.
Well, also what happened in the early 70s, we cleaned up the FBI, didn't we?
More or less. I mean, the problem with the FBI is I think you ought to destroy the building and start all over again. Same mm-hmm. with the Department of Justice. These institutions, I'm still not convinced that Barr is going to do his job. Now, Barr's already said, and Mueller laid the premise for this in his, you know, his stunt speech, mm-hmm. his act-up speech, where he said that Russia was such a threat that, you know, these guys in the Department of Justice may have been zealous, but they were trying to prevent Russia. Well, Russia didn't do, even when those indictments of the Russians who hacked or planning stuff on Russian, you know, the social media mm-hmm. during the election.
Right.
When those indictments were announced, Rod Rosenstein, you know, who's no angel in this, said that there's no proof the Russians had any impact whatsoever on the outcome of the election.
Mm-hmm.
Yet there's such a threat that McCabe can throw out the Constitution, use a false dossier to get electronic surveillance of U.S. citizens, it's unconscionable.
Yeah, and what they did in the FISA court, you're just waiting, you know, for the shoe to drop there, if that's going to happen.
Where are the indictments?
Yeah, Nancy Pelosi says, you know, she wants to see Trump in jail, in prison. Right, it's like, well, you might be careful what you ask for.
That proves she's a communist. She wants to imprison her political opponents. That's what communists do.
This is what it's come down to. This is most incredible. Dr. Jerome Corsi, his book, Silent No More. You might also get a copy of The Deep State if you haven't. That is an awesome read, and it will give you a lot of insight into what's happening in your government, and make sure that it'll keep you away. It'll inoculate you from the fake news that's flying around there, even more importantly. Dr. Corsi, always a pleasure to have you with us. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Bill. God
bless. Take care. God bless. Bankers and elites have scoffed at the prospect of cyber or cryptocurrency for decades. In spite of this, cryptocurrency has continued to grow and become a viable alternative to traditional banking and money. Now, surprise, those same elites are realizing they got it wrong and, like the housing bust, are starting to invest big time. And guess what? You got it. Cryptocurrency. As they say, follow the money. Many other independent and forward-thinking investors have seen and are realizing the cryptocurrency investment advantage. And here at BillMartinezLife.com, we're making it easy for you to educate
yourself and find out how cryptocurrency can become a part of your future and how a small investment could turn into big returns for you and your family. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner ad, and get all the information you need to take advantage of this money paradigm shift. Remember when you could buy Amazon, Facebook, and Google for dollars? That was another paradigm shift. So don't miss out. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Even some Republicans are talking of trying to block his plan, but President Trump says Congress should be backing him up as he threatens to put tariffs on imports from Mexico unless that government does more to stop migrants from heading towards the U.S. border.
They hurt my negotiation because I go into the room with the Mexicans. I'm asking them for everything. And by the way, if they don't do it, I'm putting the tariffs on. We're going to make a fortune.
The president, speaking on Fox News, talks between U.S. and Mexican officials on the tariffs will continue today. A man allegedly planning a grenade attack in Times Square is expected in a Brooklyn courtroom today. Authorities say he was never able to actually get his hands on any explosives, as they've been monitoring him and arrested him yesterday after learning he was looking for grenades. His identity has not been made public yet. This is USA Radio News.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated text messages. Message data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text FORCE to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text FORCE to 321321. That's F-O-R-C-E to 321321.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't have worried. I trust your taste in specifics. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. We're going to talk immigration here with the founder of History Speaks Today. It's a project dedicated to sharing elemental truths, learn from accomplishments and failures of those in our past to help us avoid making the same mistakes again and yet again. Bruce Thatcher joins us now. Bruce, how you doing?
I'm doing just fine, Bill, and I'm still having some of the euphoria of D-Day on this D+1.
You're reading my mind.
Yeah. Yesterday we remembered D-Day in Normandy, and you know, seeing those images of thousands of Americans invading to win freedom for the people in Hitler's Europe was certainly a moving experience. But even as I watched them, I couldn't help but juxtapose the images of thousands of people invading America at our southern border.
Exactly.
Only this time, we're the defenders, and we're losing. You know, I saw reports in the last day or two that 150 or 175,000 of these people, these invaders, were taken into custody, captured by our border agents last month. And what an astounding achievement, but wait a minute.
Yeah.
That's what the invaders wanted.
Yeah, what does it take to do that? You know, what people are not quite understanding here, Bruce, is they think that includes the people coming through the regular 48 legal points of entry. These are people outside of that. So not only are they being overwhelmed at the legal ports of entry, let's throw in another 140,000 illegals breaking the law, putting even more pressure on the limited resources that we have. Thank you very much, Nancy Pelosi and the Democratic Party.
Yeah. Well, we're having this problem because our laws make it so. And that's not Trump's fault. He's doing everything in his power, I believe, to protect our borders.
Well, he's tried everything, Bruce. Every time he does something, if it's not the Democrats, it's an activist judge that is blocking the way. I mean, which is amazing because we've got the President of the United States, the chief executive officer of the country, being stifled by a partisan judge. I mean, there is just something wrong about the system on many levels. The immigration system, of course, which everybody says is broken, but we've been hearing this over and over again. So when are you doggone knuckleheads going to fix it?
Well, the judges and the judges that are creating the problem or participating in the problem are very partisan. They are subscribers to an ideology that is not supported by our laws. But we have a system that lets them impose their will or at least impede actions that might solve the problem from our point of view.
Well, Bruce, you bring up a good point. Let me hold this moment here because I think you hit on something that's really key here, and we've been saying this quite often on this show as well, is that we have foregone the basics. We're untethered from the law and our Constitution. This is why we are in a state of confusion, because you have a portion of the country, let's just say half of the country for the sake of simple math here, that believes in the Constitution and is delusioned to think that it's still in effect. The other half has blown it up. I mean, they have followed the lead of the previous administration that said that they were going to fundamentally change America. Fundamentally changing America required an absolute obliteration of the Constitution. And so those progressives are marching down the field, lockstep, and they're pretty darn close to doing this, and with the activist judges, with a very toxic legislature right now that is not interested in doing the work of the people. They're interested in their own personal agenda, an elitism, a globalism that says, look at the minions of America know no better, and thank God that we're here to save them.
We have the opportunity, I think, to at least mitigate that problem a little bit by changing those judges as they retire or leave the bench with appointed judges that are more likely to see the Constitution as their guiding star.
Exactly.
That takes time. Mm-hmm. I think that this administration has made progress on that with the appointment of so many judges that are more aligned to the reading of the Constitution, but it's going to take a long way. Now, any judge's ruling, of course, can be appealed and appealed and appealed, mm-hmm. and that takes time, mm-hmm. and that time is what allows this problem of immigration to just continue and to continue. And there's only Congress can fix it. We can't end the situation. We can't end this invasion with walls or thousands more border agents. Those might help, but what we really need is just 515 people to do their job.
Right, exactly. Well, and this is why the voters, with an election coming up, need to, you know, make sure they take names and they take notes and they know who they're voting for. Because even if you are on the left side of, a political philosophy, if your belief still is that it needs to be conducted within the reason and the definition of the Constitution, you have to look to see who you're electing. Are you bringing people in that add or take away from the foundational principles laid out in the Constitution? And if you have a bunch of activists and a bunch of people that are looking to obliterate the Constitution, you're going to have additional confusion. We're not going to take care of the roads, the infrastructure. We're not going to take care of immigration. We're not going to take care of health care. We can look forward to another 4 years of this last experience, this experience that we're having right now, where Congress is doing everything to block it. And then also throw into the mix here, Bruce, the mainstream media that has been no help. And they're feeling the pain because people are not subscribing to their publications anymore. They're seeing them for what they are. They're a propaganda arm of one party. This wouldn't work. Even if they were a propaganda arm for the Republican Party, it wouldn't work. We need an impartial media to call the balls and strikes, to do their job, and they've abandoned their position. They're AWOL right now, and they're on a long road to recovery, and they don't even know it, because they have to recapture the credibility and the faith of the American people, because the American people are losing faith in a critical, critical arm of our government operation, which is a free press.
I think that both with the press and with the representatives and senators, citizens can do a lot in an absolutely nonpartisan way to help straighten up the problem. I wish every U.S. representative and senator would dread talking to reporters or to constituents, because they know that they're going to be asked about immigration and the border, and whether they individually, specifically, accept responsibility for it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not a partisan question.
Exactly.
And then what they're going to do to fix it. I wish they knew that they were going to have to answer that question every time a reporter or a constituent faced them. If they did that, I think we'd begin to get a little bit more attention and reasonable change on it.
And Bruce, what you're talking about here is nonpartisan. I mean, or it's bipartisan, or it's, you know, as I've said before, this isn't a Republican thing or a Democratic. This is a United States of America thing. I mean, people have to understand we're all wearing the home jerseys here. And this is what D-Day, you know, remembering D-Day, the 75th anniversary of it, boy, I think brought, at least to my mind again, the consideration and gratitude of this legacy that we have here in America, this cherished legacy, and it's up to us to pass it on to the next generation, is it not?
It is up to us, and I fear that there's declining sensitivity to that.
Well, we've got more to talk with Bruce Thatcher about, the founder of History Speaks Today. Bruce, of course, has written three books, very powerful books, starting out with Adamant Aggressors, Immigration, How to Avoid Its Perils and Make It Work. Whew, I'm telling you, he goes back into history and breaks it down, all the different empires over the years in history, the mistakes, the successes they made, and boy, you're going to see a lot of America in it, today's America in that, and rise and decline. And we've got more from Bruce Thatcher on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. It's just about 18 minutes before the top of the hour.
So you sit down and you do your budget. And you look at all your monthly costs, your bills, your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would help? What would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. And that is the typical savings. $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it works. No wonder more than 400,000 people are doing this now. And look, whether you're single or married or you have kids, this can make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. Just think what you could do with $500 a month. That can cover a car payment or pay back loans or whatever. Join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Find out more. The MediShare people are so easy to talk to. They can answer any questions. They're super friendly. Call 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE. 855-90-BIBLE.
Looking for high-speed internet where you live but are out of reach of cable and fiber options? Look no further. High-speed internet is now available in your area. As your local authorized HughesNet retailer, Whole Home Connect makes it easy to get the high-speed internet you need with blazing fast speeds, unlimited data with no hard data limits, with built-in Wi-Fi for as little as $2 a day. Act now and for a limited time, get free standard installation and free equipment with HughesNet from Whole Home Connect. You'll enjoy internet service that lets you do more of everything you want to do online, like shopping, surfing, and staying in touch. Call Whole Home Connect and see for yourself why HughesNet is America's number one choice for satellite internet.
800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. That's 800-696-6902.
pains, my neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain, but you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows, microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right, and now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code SAVE30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. Hey, what did you think about the Trumps? Boy, the way they carried themselves and represented America in London and in the UK with the Queen and, you know, the whole D-Day anniversary was just absolutely astounding. The First Lady is just stunning. I don't know. What else can you say, Bruce?
It was so spectacular, mm-hmm. So absolutely strong that even traditional Trump haters had to, many of them had to say, wow, this really was pretty good.
Right. Well, I love that the 93-year-old D-Day vet flirting with Melania.
Why not?
Hey, if I'm 20 years younger, maybe a little bit more than that, but he was ready to go for 20. He was going to take Trump on for the challenge.
D-Day folks absolutely were a bit audacious. Remember the picture of the sailor grabbing somebody on Times Square.
Right, exactly. Hey, did you see, speaking of which, that meme somebody had sent out, a meme of that infamous picture in Times Square, right? And there was this modern-day version of it in the background was Joe Biden hugging a gal and sniffing her hair in the background.
I didn't see the meme, but I can picture it.
Oh, Mike, it's just incredible. Well, ladies and gentlemen, hey, back to some serious business here. Bruce Thatcher is with us as we continue to talk about the immigration crisis. And something new that people aren't looking at very closely, Bruce, and you brought this up, the Wall Street Journal editorial reported on this last week, and that was America's millennial baby bust. Break that down for our audience.
Well, what the editorial dealt with, and I read it with particular interest as regards immigration, even though it didn't even mention immigration, but it pointed out that the birth rate in the United States is at a 32-year low, their words. Actually, the fertility rate has been below replacement level of our population, which is 2.1 births per woman during lifetime, and it's been below that level since 1972, except for a couple of years. And what that means, among other things, all other things being equal, is that over several decades, U.S. population will peak and begin to decline. Mm-hmm. And what that means, economists will tell you, is that many of the fiscal and standard of living things that we enjoy, most especially eventually, for instance, Social Security and Medicare are going to be seriously harmed.
Here we are running out of other people's money, right?
Oh, you got it right there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I point out in immigration that one of the three key guidelines for a successful immigration policy is to have a clearly defined national interest that you want immigration to support. We don't have that today. That's all muddied. But as I read this, it became clear to me, or it jumped out to me, that immigration is needed, absolutely essential, to compensate for the declining birth rate in this country.
Well, not to mention, and I know people are going to wince a little bit here on this, because now we're coming back full circle. By the way, 61 million babies have been eliminated since Roe v. Wade.
Oh, yeah.
So let's bring that into the mix, as analysts have pointed out before, but of course the mainstream media doesn't want to report on it. Ladies and gentlemen, that is a generation labor force, 61 million people that are gone.
That is. Okay? And if look at the support, just focus on Social Security, for instance. In 1945, we had almost 42 workers paying into Social Security for every retiree receiving benefits. Almost 45. By 8 or 9 years ago, there were only, by 2010, there were only 2.9 workers per retiree. Now, this is supposedly a pay-as-you-go system, and if you stop having people paying in enough to support the payouts to Social Security, there's going to be serious problems with it. I have read that when the program was stable, that it was going to require more than three workers per beneficiary. So we're already in trouble, and we're hearing and seeing actuarials that say in a relatively few years, within a generation, Social Security will not be able to pay from its trust fund.
Mm. No, this is crazy stuff, and I've been waiting, Bruce. I keep saying on the show, is that when do you have an attorney on in the interest of millennials coming in? Basically, the government has forced them into a Ponzi scheme here.
Well, it is a Ponzi. Anybody else running that scheme would be arrested and thrown in prison.
Yeah, Bernie Madoff is going. Hey, wait, hello, hey, I'm in jail here, and your government's doing this, upon the people of America, and you give me a bad time.
I have my daughter tells me on a number of occasions that she believes that she will never collect any Social Security because of all these conditions, and I respond to her, "Oh yeah, the politicians will never kill Social Security. All they'll do is raise our taxes sufficiently to pay for it."
Right.
And meanwhile,
they're arguing. At least the Democrats are arguing they want to raise. Right.
They want to raise. Yeah.
I mean, for all the obstructionism and everything they've done, there's we deserve more money.
These 515 people.
Right. Exactly.
The most elite of the elite. Well, we're going to have to do something to fix to solve the population process, and that won't the declining birth rate will not end. There's nothing we can do to turn that around because all across history we can see as societies become better educated and more affluent, the birth rate goes down. And that's going to be the case. So the only answer to it I can see is we have to have immigration to compensate for the problem, but not just numbers.
Right.
If all we needed was numbers, all we need to do is open the border and let all these people in.
Oh, funny. Funny you should say that.
Yeah.
Right. No, and this is why Donald Trump has been using the term, it has to be merit-based.
Well, that's what I got to on this sort of thought process. The births that are not happening in this country would result in a different mix of workers contributing to the economy than the immigrants that are now coming into this country. What we need to do is the bulk of the immigrants coming into this country, because of the way our system is set up, are people who will enter the labor force at the lower levels of contribution. relate that to Social Security, and that means that their contributions to Social Security are going to be smaller. What we need are engineers and scientists and higher income type people, and these are the people who are not happening because of the declining birth rate. So it seems to me what that means is the immigration system ought to be constructed so that the immigrants coming in are immigrants who will immediately replace those higher skilled, higher paid people that we're not getting as a result of declining births. Is that complicated enough?
Well, no. Well, some of this stuff is so reasonable and commonsensical that it's just insane that it seems to elude, any kind of effective system. Because, you know, even like, Bruce, we got people that come here, go to college, we teach them, we train them, and we're able to see, wow, this is a quality individual. And what do? We send them back home.
Yeah.
It's like, how does that make sense?
We won't let them stay. Right. I mean, just one example of the counterproductive and contradictory elements of our existing immigration law. We need to change it so desperately. We need to change it, and Congress won't do anything. Back to the 515.
What is driving this, Bruce? I mean, you know, obviously America needs employees, and I have maintained, in fact, I shared this with you years ago, and I'm surprised that this has not come up yet. I don't know why the government of Mexico does not lease the employees to America. You know, just, and at that point, if they're leasing the employees to American businesses, they see that as an asset. They're going to make sure that they, you know, there's body counts, there's, some meritorious or merit-based systems and quotients that come into play, because they're going to manage this because, hey, look, we'll lease the employee, the labor force to you, we'll cover their education, we'll cover their medical expenses, instead of having them come in and say, okay, well, American businesses or the American people will pay for it, because this isn't fair. It's not just, but I think it's reasonable, you know, to handle it this way. Then at that point, it has it puts pressure on the other side of the border to where the Mexican government starts wanting to see who comes through that border. It's in their interest as much as it is ours.
My guess is that if that proposition were seriously put to the Mexican government, it would be received with a fair amount of enthusiasm.
Mm-hmm.
So the question is, why won't that suggestion be put to them? And, you know, now my cynicism comes through because those workers would not become Democrat voters.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I'm sorry to be so partisan about it, but it absolutely isn't just the Democrats. It's it's Congress as a whole.
Well, the people are about fed up with this, and we'll see what happens in the 2020. Maybe this is the breaking point. Maybe the 75th anniversary of D-Day is reminding people of the rich legacy and how we can best honor those that paid the ultimate price for the freedoms we enjoy. Bruce Thatcher, I'm Bill Martinez live. Bruce, where can they be in touch with you?
Contacting me at historyspeakstoday.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not.